Cloudy skies today, scattered showers and maybe a thunderstorm or two. High temperatures around 70 degrees.
61 degrees outside of the Automated Office System Studios this Tuesday morning at 5:30. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, it's local news first.
Well, this Memorial Day, nearly 1 million veterans have dedicated their medical records to scientific research. The Department of Veterans Affairs hopes this building program will have a lasting impact on future generations of servicemen and women who help save lives.
It was a hard decision to give it up, but if I only have that much time, I want to spend it with my family.
Retired Marine Roger Brannon had every intention to still be on active duty. The 52-year-old medically retired after being diagnosed with the neurodegenerative disease, ALS. Research shows veterans are twice as likely to develop the debilitating condition compared to those who haven't served.
I'm not giving up. I never will. But it's still there in the back of your mind that your body's going away and you're losing muscles and you're losing the ability to do things that you love to do.
All Virginia school kids qualify for a portion of a $30 million learning acceleration grant.
Every child 5 to 19 years old qualifies for this grant.
Craig DeSessa, president of the Virginia Education Opportunity Alliance, gave this example of a family of four earning more than $90,000 a year would qualify for $1,500 per child.
This program expires September 30th, or when the money runs out, which there's $30 million.
The Daily Progress is making changes to its printing schedule. Starting on June 27th, the Progress will only deliver three times a week on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. According to a post on their website, the new printing schedule is due to changes in reader habits and outside forces affecting the local news industry. The Progress is also getting rid of delivery drivers, instead using the USPS for delivery.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sanks for 99.7 CYK.
And here at the Automated Office System Studio, 61 degrees with the Bloomberg Money Minute, Fox News, your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast, and the Joe Thomas in the Morning program coming up next on Central Virginia's home of Washington Nationals baseball from Los Angeles against the Dodgers tonight. Brought to you by Danny's Bar and Grill in Palmyra on WCHV.
The CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast this afternoon, scattered showers and thunderstorms with high temperatures around 70 degrees. Showers continue overnight tonight with lows in the upper 50s. Showers Wednesday morning, then partly cloudy afternoon with highs in the middle 70s. Warmer on Thursday, skies mostly sunny, high temperatures in the lower 80s. I'm CBS 19 Chief Meteorologist Travis Koshko for Seaville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.